We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Larry Haas, former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as spokesman of the Clinton White House Office of Management and Budget. He's now a syndicated columnist, and this week, Larry says the ongoing unrest in Iran and the ongoing criticism of President Obama's response to that crisis could actually end up playing in the president's favor in terms of his ongoing and long-term strategy towards the Islamic nation. And Larry, thanks so much for your time today.
Nice to be here as always, Greg.
You believe that this actually affords President Obama an opportunity to change in a way how he engages with Iran. Explain.
Well, he has made clear that he wants to reach out have a deliberative engagement to try to see if we can come to some meeting of the minds in which he would persuade the Iranian regime to dispense with its nuclear weapons program and in essence, set aside those ambitions. I think the president is doing this largely to show that he's a different kind of president than President Bush, that he does want to talk to friends and adversaries alike. But he has made clear, and the people around him have made clear, that he's doubtful that this strategy is actually going to work. And he's also made clear that he is committed to ensuring that the Iranians do not get nuclear weapons. Now, if he's not going to persuade them, he's going to need to pressure them, and he would probably start with economic pressure and maybe ramp things up as best he can. My argument is that now that the world at large and the American people, more specifically, are seeing the very nature of this radical regime in practice, he may have a little bit more running room to dispense with the engagement and move a little bit more quickly to the pressure. There may be more public support for him to pressure this very dangerous regime out of nuclear weapons rather than simply trying to talk them out of it.
Larry, this reminds me actually of an episode late in the Clinton administration when Bill Clinton badly wanted to achieve a Middle East peace deal with Yasser Arafat and Ehud Barak at Camp David, and ultimately it didn't happen. But in the process, he proved that Yasser Arafat wasn't actually willing to strike a deal because they offered the Palestinians virtually everything Arafat had demanded, and Arafat still walked away. Is that kind of the same thing Obama's getting to the point of doing here by pointing out that the Iranians really aren't interested in being good neighbors or good members of the international community?
Sure. I would say that that's an apt analogy, except for two things. Number one, of course, President Clinton quickly left office after that and couldn't really do anything about it. In essence, he couldn't move to the next step. Here we have a situation where President Obama has just essentially taken office. He will try out a certain engagement strategy. I think that he is very doubtful that it will work, and then he'll change direction. The second thing, which is the far more dangerous element here, is that while it is a tragedy that we were not successful in the year 2000, President Clinton was not able to put together an Israeli-Palestinian peace, we have not seen, bad results from it, that is the lack of peace, but we haven't seen catastrophic results. In the particular case that we're talking about now, a radical regime with the potential to have nuclear weapons, we could see the potential for a catastrophic result if they were able to get nuclear weapons and move even more aggressively against their enemies, both in the region and far beyond the region. So the analogy is an interesting one, but it doesn't completely hold up.
Just about 30 seconds left here, Larry. Do you believe that all of this attention on just how radical this regime is will move people on the UN Security Council like Russia and China that have been really resistant to imposing severe penalties on Iran to really change their position at all?
I really don't think so. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be up to the United States to move either unilaterally or with its European allies to exert the pressure that needs to be imposed on the regime. After all, the Russians and the Chinese do not see them in the crosshairs of Iran the way the United States is, and they may be more than happy for the United States to be bogged down in a dispute with the Islamic Republic that they themselves do not have to deal with.
And so we'll keep watching to see exactly how not only this current crisis plays out, but the diplomatic aftermath. Larry, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Larry Haas served as communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore, as well as spokesman for the Clinton White House Office of Management and Budget. He's now a syndicated columnist. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.